Hello, welcome back. We are on day 11, and today's topic will be desire. So desire is certainly a full body experience. Anytime that we are longing for something, we really want something. I think we're all familiar with maybe that tension we might feel in our hands or our chest or our stomach, needing to get that thing, but also manifests in the mind. Desire in the mind, and often that's the starting point. So today we'll explore what is it like to appreciate that capacity of mind. And we'll start by settling ourselves in the way that we've been doing. Inviting the eyes to close. Taking a nice deep breath. Inviting the jaw to soften. The neck, the shoulders. Feeling the ease as the body breathes, specifically on the exhale. The body softening with every exhale. Nowhere to get, nothing to solve, nothing to accomplish. Just this moment, just this breath. Now in your mind, start to imagine something that you really want. Something that there's a big pull toward, a drive for, a thing, a person, an experience, an accomplishment. As you reflect on this, you see what's going on in the mind. Are there visual elements involved? Are there thoughts involved? And then start to notice what's going on in the body. Is there an increased energy in certain parts of the body? Is there maybe a tension in certain areas of the body? Looking for some release, some attainment of the thing we're trying to get that we desire. So feel into what that's like in the body, what that's like in the mind. And any sort of shifts that have occurred from the beginning until now, based on this imagining. And this desire, we're just going to experience as an energy in the mind and body. We don't need to act on it right now. We're just feeling it. Where is it? How does it show up? What is it like? And maybe even reflecting on the fact that it's kind of incredible that we can experience something like this. We imagine something that we want, and then there's a corresponding experience in the mind and the body. There's a wanting to get to that thing. A subtle tension that arises, an increased energy that arises, an excitement in our nervous system, which often can become the impetus for moving towards something. So you can invite some appreciation to that, or even just awe at that experience. this machine that you get to inhabit with all of these different capacities. And now it can create and experience desire for something. And sometimes we might condemn the desire because it can create some tension or cause us to even cause harm to other people, or perhaps not live in alignment with what our deeper values are. But it doesn't mean that all of desire is bad. And here what you get to play around with is, what's it like just to feel into that energy, not necessarily act on it, but notice what it's like to have as a resource, almost like a power at your fingertips. And it can be very energizing in its own way. So we'll come to the end of today's meditation. You're welcome to keep the eyes closed for longer if you'd like. But as you're moving throughout today, notice the moments where desire arises. And instead of immediately acting on it, and instead of immediately trying to get rid of it, see what it's like to hang out with it, to play with it, to feel it. You know, the desire can create a lot of energy in the mind and the body, and it can be used to motivate us toward things that are important. Even sexual energy, sexual desire doesn't need to be something that we act on, but it can be something that we use in the body, that extra desire, that extra energy in the body, and then use that energy toward work or emails or a conversation, rather than it having to be used for whatever the desire is in that moment. So see if you can view desire almost as like a caffeine. I don't know if that's the right metaphor, but as a way that we can infuse some degree of energy, some degree of arousal in our system that can then be leveraged and pointed toward whatever is most important to us in the moment. So it's a lot of fun to play with desire and see what that's like for you to play around with today. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, take care.